Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Randy Fine, your talk radio show host. Today we have back with us Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, also known as Dr. T by many people, who just loves what Dr. Teitelbaum has taught and practiced. He is the director of the Practitioners Alliance Network, is one of the most frequently quoted integrative medical authorities in the world, and he is the author of the best-selling book, From Fatigue to Fantastic, Pain-Free 1-2-3, also the Beat Sugar Addiction Now series, Real Cause, Real Cure, and the Fatigue and Fibromyalgia Solution, the Complete Guide to, and, oh, another one, the Complete Guide to Beating Sugar Addiction, and the popular free smartphone app, Cures A to Z. He is the lead author of 4 studies on effective treatment for fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, and a study on effective treatment of autism using NAET, which we're going to ask Dr. Teitelbaum about. I think I know what it is, but we're going to ask him. Dr. Teitelbaum appears often as a guest on news and talk shows nationwide, including Good Morning America, The Dr. Oz Show, Oprah and Friends, CNN, and Fox News Health. And you can learn more about Dr. Teitelbaum at Vitality101.com. So let me introduce you to our special guest, who was actually just here August 5th talking about pain and fibromyalgia, but today we're going to focus more on pain. So let me introduce you to my special guest, Dr. Teitelbaum. Good morning.
Randy,
how are you?
Randy, it's great to be with you again.
Yeah, it's great to have you back.
So shall we teach people how to get pain-free?
I think that's a great idea.
Well, it's a lot of fun because there's a horrible situation where 1 out of 3 Americans are suffering needlessly with chronic pain, and it used to be 1 out of 4 about 10, 15 years ago, so the government declared a war on pain, but didn't teach doctors anything about treating pain and gave none of the tools needed to get people pain-free. In fact, they made it very difficult for people to get the information. So 15 years later, we now find that we have 15,000 people dying each year from overdose from narcotics. We have 30 to 45,000 plus people dying each year from Motrin-related medications, ibuprofen, similar arthritis medications, from heart attacks, bleeding ulcers and strokes caused by the medications. And now the government is declaring a war on people in pain. So many of the listeners have probably found that when they go to the pharmacy, if they happen to need narcotics for pain, they're being treated like drug addicts, or if they go to the doctor's office. And that's because the government is putting a lot of pressure on both the pharmacies and the pain practitioners, literally threatening to close them down, you know, if they don't dot every I and cross every T. So the good news is that while the government gets its bearings and while the medical profession gets its bearings and figures out what to do, we're going to give people the information they need today to get pain-free. And, again, it's not a matter of using all natural things. It's not a matter of using only medications or only manipulation or other modalities. We're going to teach people how to use the whole toolkit, because that's when you see the best effects.
Oh, I really like this. I really like this. You know, I've been a pain sufferer for many years. I have it under pretty much under control, and I kind of know how to get myself out of pain when I'm in it. I use acupuncture. I have certain stretches that I do, things like that that I do. But every once in a while, I have to go to the Tylenol arthritis medication or the Mobic, which is kind of, you know, like an Advil or something like that, a little stronger. So I'm excited to hear this. So how do we do this?
Well, first of all, it's critical to realize that unlike many illnesses like infections, where the illness is an outside invader attacking our body, pain is just a normal, healthy part of our body's monitoring system. It's basically like the oil light on our body's dashboard telling us that something needs attention. Now, the medical approach to that has been to cover up the oil light, and then people wonder why their motors burn out. Or if that doesn't work, to like smash it out of the body and to, you know, basically to go after it that way. When the very simple thing is, if you put oil in your car, the oil light goes out. And our research has shown that if you give your body what it needs, the pain message goes away, because that's all your body was asking for. So different kinds of pain reflect different needs. So we'll talk today about how to tell what that flashing red light that we call pain is asking for, because it'll vary from migraines are one kind of warning light on your dashboard, arthritis is another, fibromyalgia is another. Each pain is telling us what the body needs, but it's a different thing from pain to pain.
Okay. So if you have a chronic problem like fibromyalgia or arthritis or something like that, what is that telling your body?
Well, if you're having fibromyalgia, on a physical level, basically that represents an energy crisis in the body where the body is spending more energy than it's able to make. When that happens, the muscles, which need a lot of energy to relax. Think about it. When you come home after a hard day of working out, your muscles aren't all loose and limp. They're tight. Muscles take more energy to relax than to contract. So when you have an energy crisis, the muscles get locked in the shortened position all around your body, and after a while they get into pain. And then chronic pain will trigger brain pain or central sensitization. There are many other kind of things that go on in fibromyalgia because of the energy crisis too, but our studies show that when we give what we call shine, which is a recipe for energy production, which is optimizing sleep, hormonal support, treating infections, nutritional support, exercise as able, pain decreased by 50%, and the majority of people no longer even qualified as having fibromyalgia by the end of the study. So this is a very, very treatable process. And, in fact, just like you, I had fibromyalgia myself, but it knocked me out of medical school and left me homeless for a year. And that's how I learned how to treat it. And that's also how I got involved in pain management. So the SHINE protocol, and a very simple thing for people to do, is if you go online at www.endfatigue.com, you'll see a free energy analysis program. It's a simple quiz. It'll analyze the number of questions, take you about 10 minutes to do. It can even analyze pertinent lab tests if you have them. It'll tell you exactly what's causing your energy crisis and how to optimize energy production. and a side effect of optimizing energy production besides feeling great is much less pain.
Okay. So can you explain something to me? Because I do really well, like I said, most of the time. And I actually, my husband and I just recently bought a Massage Envy franchise. So, of course, the first thing I do is get massage, although I know that in the past, massage doesn't work for me because my muscles kind of rebel when they're touched. Why is that happening? Why do I get more pain when I'm massaged?
Well, here's the thing. If you can release the muscles and stretch them, then the pain will decrease. But until you treat the underlying energy crisis, those muscles will go right back to a shortened position, and you'll, you know, a week or so later, you're going to be having the problem again. That's why many physical modalities, including osteopathic manipulation and many others, are helpful in the short term until you treat the other components of the energy crisis. But there are seven main kinds of fibromyalgia pain. The muscle pain is one of them, but another kind is called allodynia. That's when, after the pain's been there a while, sometimes even light touch will tend to hurt. So if even touching the skin hurts, that's that component. That's a different warning light. That's saying that the NMDA receptor needs to be addressed.
Okay.
You'll find that sometimes you just feel bruised. The muscles are that sore, and they need to be treated very gently. For
right.
that, there's a technique called Traeger, which is a very gentle form of body work that can be very good at releasing the muscles without pushing on them.
Okay.
So you'll find tailoring it to each individual. But you'll find, too, that as you do the SHINE protocol, that sensitivity goes away. Many of the other pains will tend to go away. Then you can release the muscles, and the muscles will start to stay released, and then the pain can stay gone.
Okay. So how do we address this, the vitality issue?
Well, the vitality comes from SHINE. Again, SHINE is a recipe
right.
in general for optimizing energy production, and
right.
the energy analysis program will tell people how to do that. The other piece of it, too, because if you're looking at pain, we've talked about the physical component of doing manipulations and stretching the muscles and releasing them. We've talked about biochemistry of pain, and there's a lot more to talk about. That will be probably one of the main things we'll focus on today. But there's also the biophysics of pain and the emotional component. So these are the four key areas. So you've heard of people, let's talk about the emotional component, for example. You've heard about people being called a pain in the back or perhaps lower. Well, there's a reason for that. And when we have people who are really annoying and we are not able to say no, well, that's the emotional psychodynamic for fibromyalgia, is not being able to say no, which basically is a recipe for an energy crisis. Because every energy vampire in town comes and sucks you dry and dumps all their stuff on you. And from a biophysics component, acupuncture, those can be helpful. They're usually not strong enough for fibromyalgia, but they can be very helpful for many things. But you also had mentioned a technique called NAET. That's called Nambudripad Allergy Elimination Technique. It's a mix of applied kinesiology and acupressure. It was developed by a wonderful chiropractor, physician, nurse, PhD with no ego, Nikal Devi Nambudripad, to treat her own allergies. And basically, it resets our body's immune system. Many people listening today, well, especially people who tend to be more conscious or more sensitive or more empathic, will tend to find that they're developing food sensitivities and other environmental sensitivities. We could do a whole show on that and what's going on with that and why we're seeing this increase in autoimmune disease. But you know how sometimes our computer gets fritzy or another appliance, and if you just unplug the thing and do what's called a hard reset, kind of reset the system, it goes back to the factory defaults. And the NAT is like resetting the factory defaults on our immune system so that the sensitivities go away. And it's remarkably simple and remarkably effective. It's like chess. You can learn it in a weekend, but it takes a lifetime to master. It's one of those kind of arts. And we were so impressed with it because I had seen, my wife does a technique, is how I learned about it. I used to have horrible hay fever, ragweed allergies, and being all, the all-knowing doctor, I'd go honking, sneezing, and sniffing, say, let me treat it, and I said, that voodoo's not going to help me, leave me alone, you know. And one day, you know, she said, stop being a nitwit and let me treat you, and I was especially miserable, and 20 minutes later, my hay fever was gone, never came back. I was like, what? That's not supposed to happen. And I actually flew
to
California to meet Dr. Number to prod. But our foundation funded a study using the technique for autism. 23 of the 30 children are back in regular school at the end of 1 year, as opposed to 0 out of 30 in the untreated control group.
Oh, my gosh. That's amazing. You know, I think they've changed. When NAET first came out, which was probably in the early 90s maybe, or maybe mid-90s, something like that. I actually went through it and went through all the allergen testing and everything like that. It was a little different back then because they made you stay off of the food or whatever the exposure was for 24 hours. Now I don't think you have to do that. But and it worked really well for me. But everything kind of slipped back in. I think the technique now is different and more permanent. Do you know anything about, you know, the how that's changed?
Well, here's the thing. It takes 25 hours or 24 hours for things to move through the acupuncture meridian systems. And since it is based on acupressure, they would have people avoid the food for 24 hours until the treatment took and moved all the way through the systems. Many practitioners will have people lie on a magnetic mat that actually speeds that flow, so that in 20 minutes it works all the way through the different meridians and is cleared, so you don't have to avoid the food. In terms of the permanence has to do with if you do something to blow a fuse, then AT can reset it. But then if you go back to doing a triggered problem again, it's going to come back again. So it's important to treat the underlying causes of the food allergies, which tend, in large part, some of them were just bad experiences that happened when you're eating a food and it just was adverse conditioning response. But others have to do with poor digestion, adrenal fatigue, candida overgrowth, things along those lines that also then need to be addressed.
Okay. Okay. So if you have adrenal fatigue, what is that about? Where is that coming from? I mean, I know it all goes back to shine.
well,
but can you be a little more?
Stress handler. Yep. We have different glands that serve different functions in the body. And the adrenal is our stress handler. Like thyroid is a gas pedal. So when you have excessive stress, you can exhaust the adrenal glands. And when that happens, the immune systems become overactive. And you also develop repeated episodes of low blood sugar. So the way that you tell is when you, if you get irritable when hungry, if you get these feed me now or I will kill you moments. And if you're not sure, just ask the people around you. They'll tell you. So if you get those irritable when hungry, and it's funny, the God bless Madison Avenue, but they coined a term called hangry, and then they prescribed the worst possible thing you can do for it, which is to eat a candy bar, because you'll feel better, you know, quickly, but then it puts you on the sugar roller coaster where it amplifies it, makes it so much worse. So I guess they figure you'll eat more candy then, and you know, you'll pay having to spend all day doing that. But
exactly, until you stop and then you crash, because that's what happens to me if I do that.
Yeah,
candy sugar does not give you energy. Sugar makes you crash.
Well, it puts you on a roller coaster. So here's the thing, that if you go ahead and you, all it takes is maybe 1 ounce of orange juice under your tongue. You can take just 3-4 crystals of sugar, little tiny crystals, and stick them under your tongue, and that will be enough to break the attack.
Hmm.
And then just eat some food.
Okay.
But it won't be enough to put down the sugar roller coaster, and you don't have to do any sugar at all with it. But if you have the adrenal problems, irritable and hungry, then it's going to keep crashing your blood sugar, which will keep throwing your muscles into spasm, which will then trigger pain, and not to mention emotional pain, as you find yourself in marriage counseling and other things like that. Yeah. You'll find when you treat the adrenal, if you're in marriage counseling or at a divorce lawyer, treat the adrenal. It'll save you a lot of money. simple ways to treat the adrenal, avoid excess sugar, And my book, Beat Sugar Addiction Now, will teach people how to get off of sugar without the withdrawal. But also, there's a product called Adrenal Stress End, which is a nice, simple mix of adrenal glandulars, licorice, B5, vitamin C, other things that the adrenals need. And most people find that that will smooth them out within a few days, and then they'll find that they'll feel a lot better.
Okay. Is that one of your products?
It's one that I help design. And all the royalties for any products I make, I'll go to charity. I don't take money from any supplement company, and I don't take money from any pharmaceutical company. That's just a policy
that's
I have.
Great.
Because this way I can just say what I want to say.
Right. That's true. When you said it has glandular products in it, what do you mean by that?
Adrenal glandulars, ground up adrenal gland. So it basically gives the raw materials that the adrenal needs.
Okay, so is that animal product or?
It is an animal product. So if somebody is vegan, you know, and strictly vegan, then they can just use the other components. So, Randy, let's take a look at each kind of pain. Maybe we'll talk about osteoarthritis. We can talk about headaches and migraines. We talked about muscle pain. We can talk about nerve pain, central sensitization. There's different things for each of these things. And if people wanted to look it up in the Cures A to Z, so Cures, capital A-Z, it's a free app for iPhone and Android. There's a $2 upgrade for those who would like, but you can find most of the information. So say you looked up migraines, and you wanted to see how to get rid of migraine headaches, because migraines are a major problem for a lot of people, and migraines can be ridiculously easy to take care of in terms of prevention. So a couple things. Number one, in general for pain and in general for life, it's good to give people really good overall nutritional support. The American diet has lost over half of its vitamins and minerals and food processing, and most people are horribly deficient, or at least certainly deficient because the diet is. And it's, instead of taking, you know, which vitamin and mineral to take, the answer is you need all of them. And to make it easy, I recommend people do a vitamin powder. It's called the Energy Revitalization System. And that powder has pretty much all the vitamins and minerals and amino acids and other things that people need at optimal levels, with the exception of essential fatty acids and iron. So the one drink replaces 35 to 60 pills and just makes it really easy for people. And many people find their pain will get better even with just that. So for the migraines, if you want to get rid of the migraines, number one, take 200 milligrams of magnesium a day. That's ready in the vitamin powder. Doesn't hurt in the beginning to take 200 more. Vitamin B2, which is riboflavin, I would start with 200 to 400 milligrams a day for 6 weeks. The study showed that decreased migraine headaches by 67 to 69% in double-blind studies after 6 weeks. Very simple, cheap, pennies. So that's why your doctor doesn't hear anything about this. There's just no money in it.
That's right.
And then after 6 weeks of taking the higher dose of riboflavin, people find that the vitamin powder is usually enough to maintain and keep the headaches at bay. Now, if you have an acute headache, now, one other thing for migraine prevention, the vitamin B12 helps, and that's in the powder, but melatonin, 3 milligrams at bedtime. Do not use a sustained release for this, but the studies show that that decreases migraine frequency over time.
Really?
And then also getting good, and these are all, many of these are double-blind studies, placebo-controlled studies, so these good, well-done studies. Cheap treatments. They can be taken with any of the other medications for migraines that people are doing. And the other thing is food allergies. This large majority of people with migraines have food allergies as a component, and then the NAT can help that, an elimination diet. Another important tip, if you're on medication for migraine, if you're taking the triptans, the Imitrex, those kind of things, once you start having pain and tenderness around your eyes and ears, so your earrings and eyeglasses start hurting. The Imitrex medications usually won't work anymore because your gut has turned off. So because of that, if you wanted a medication now for an acute migraine, the Excedrin migraine is in head-on studies just as effective as Imitrex.
Really?
And will continue, yes. But again, the doctors don't see this data because who wants to pay to get that information from them? Nobody's going to do that because the Excedrin migraine is about 50 cents and the Imitrex is about 50 bucks. So, yeah, which one do you think the doctor is going to be told about?
Right. What's in the Excedrin migraine that's different than...
It's basically aspirin, Tylenol, and caffeine. And the caffeine wakes up the stomach so that the medication moves downstream, even though the stomach's asleep from the migraine. And that's why many of these medicines don't work. So that's why a cup of coffee or anything with caffeine to move things downstream so that they can be absorbed into your body.
Okay.
So it's simple things with this. And then if you have an acute migraine, the most effective way of getting rid of an acute migraine headache, much more effective than narcotics, is to simply give intravenous magnesium 1 gram over 15 minutes. This has been shown in repeated double-blind studies to eliminate 85% of migraine headaches within 45 minutes, and the headache will not come back for that episode, which makes it the most effective thing to get rid of an acute migraine except for decapitation. That's more effective, but not recommended. So, there are a couple things, but why don't emergency room doctors know this research? It's well-done research. It's published studies. It's double-blind studies. Well, magnesium IV, the magnesium costs 5 cents.
So where does one go for a magnesium infusion?
A holistic doctor. If you go to the website, www.abihm.org, not .com, .org, call the doctors in your area, see which of them do infusion therapies, IV vitamins and minerals. Hmm. The ones that do will generally be happy, and often they'll have it that you can just kind of a walk-in thing. You can ask, can I set it up? They can walk in for an IV magnesium infusion when I have a headache. Once you set up the patient with them. And then A4M is another organization, very large, where almost all the doctors do IV infusions. So they're not hard to find. So getting rid of migraine headaches, both prevention and acute migraines, it's not rocket science. It's good science. And these are easy to do, but your doctor will not know about this research, by and large. It's funny, the American Academy of Neurology is actually starting to pick up on some of this. And they're actually putting it in their guidelines, so they're just starting to let it in. They're ahead of the gang for most of medicine in terms of actually looking at the research. But the doctors still won't hear about it because, when they go to the conferences and they get their journals, these are all paid for by the drug companies. Take a look at the advertising. No golf clubs, no Lexuses. It's all drugs. And the same with the conferences. The people, these dean professors on the podium, all seem to be on the payroll of the drug companies that happen to be sponsoring the conference. No, that couldn't affect their message now, could it? So anyway, virtually all medical education these days is basically, how's it been called, slick advertising masquerading as science, which means they're going to learn about what's most expensive, not what's most effective or safe.
I actually heard about doctors that came from a particular medical school that had been told that a drug that everyone knows is dangerous was not. And I have to wonder if that school was being funded by this drug company. We really don't know where the influence is coming from.
No, we absolutely know where the influence is coming from. It's all paid advertising, masquerading as science. Virtually every bit of information your doctor hears about is advertising by the drug companies masquerading as science. Sorry, but as an MD, who's been in the field for a long time, most of our CME, our continuing medical education, is basically enforced having to sit in front of advertising. That's masquerading as science. And what they say is, well, we're going to protect that by saying that you can't use the trade name of the medication. You have to use the generic name. Well, all of these things are basically medications that are under patent, so they're the exact same damn thing. So it's basically saying, well, we don't have any ethical problems if we stick our finger up our nose and twirl three times. That's crazy. You know, so anyway, but people can still get the information. That's what we're doing today. So let's continue to go through different kinds of pain and
okay.
how to get pain-free so the listeners can learn how to do that. So
okay.
arthritis pain, it's fairly easy. Now, arthritis is basically joint pain. It ends in itis, which means it's inflammation. And it has to do with inflammation and wear and tear in the joints. A big part of that is coming because our body's inflammatory systems are on overdrive. Inflammation is not the enemy. Inflammation is part of our healthy, immune, and you know healing processes in our body. It's when it goes out of balance that it becomes a problem. So you want to restore balance in that system. And the key things for that, one, omega-3s in general, fish oils, because the omega-3 levels in the diet tend to decrease inflammation, and they are way less than they used to be 100 years ago. And the thing, I don't like the big fish oil pills because, one, you have to take 8 of them a day to get the effect you need, and then you're burping up fish oil all day, and every cat in the neighborhood's, you know, nose goes up like an infield fly every time they burp. Like, So a very simple way for people to do that, the product I use with the folks I treat is called Vectomega. And it basically, one pill a day replaces 8 fish oil pills. And
wow.
no fish oil burps and no toxins. So that's what I take each morning as part of my daily regimen as I do the energy revitalization system. I take a Vectomega, and I also take a special form of curcumin. That's my own regimen that I do for myself. People say, so what does a doctor do? You know, so that's what I do. For pain, there are repeated studies, double-blind placebo-controlled studies, showing that a special mix of a special form of curcumin, most will not work, plus natokinase, boswellia, and DLPA, literally has been a pain relief miracle for virtually any kind of pain. I use that combination. I've seen people that morphine didn't help get pain-free from it. If I had to take one thing on a desert island for pain, that would be it. And it's called Curamin, C-U-R-A-M-I-N. And they have different ones for different kinds. You have the general Curamin, which for anybody with pain, I would take that. You can take it with any pain medication. It's compatible and synergistic. And I would take 1 or 2, 3 times a day or take the extra strength, give it 6 weeks to see the full effect. I mean, most people see some effect within a half hour or an hour, but it continues to build an effect. And instead of side effects, like you mentioned with the arthritis medications, where you'll see literally about 50,000 preventable U.S. deaths a year. But do the doctors know that? No. And these are large, massive meta-analysis studies showing these things. I mean, this is not, you know, some guy blowing it out there, whatever. This is what the data, which is hard data, is showing, totally ignored in medicine.
Yeah. I mean, this is why I do these shows, because I want to present this side of things to, you know, to my listeners, because, right, we don't hear this. We just, unless we actively seek it out, this is not information that's, I mean, it's available to us, but even if it's available and you don't know about it, well then, what good is it anyway? So,
well, you're not going to hear about it in the news media, because look at who their main advertiser is.
Right. Exactly.
And the editors have made it very clear to the reporters, if you piss off any of our drug company advertisers, you're going to be on the street.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is, you know, basically they won't report on it. Now you get a hemorrhoid from an herbal, it'll be front page USA Today and 2 full pages on the inside.
Right. Exactly.
But 50,000 deaths a year from one of their advertisers? It was like the old Hogan's Hero shows, That's Before Your Time. There was a Colonel Klink who would basically, in the middle of everything, you know, he would just close his eyes and say, I see nothing. You know, that was Hogan's Hero. It was just, you know, so you can't count on the media, because I don't blame them. Most of the print media almost went bankrupt back about 10, 15 years ago in the recession. And the white knight was when the FDA said, oh, okay, drug companies can do direct-to-consumer advertising, which is illegal in most countries for good reason. And all of a sudden, that was the white knight that kept them alive. So you're not going to hear about it from them.
No. So how have you avoided? How have you avoided being, or maybe you haven't, being labeled a traitor to the medical association and the drug companies?
Well, it's funny because when I was in medical school and residency and stuff, and even starting a practice, and I would do these things like I'd use magnesium in the coronary care unit for heart attacks, and people come, "What the hell are you doing? What's this nonsense?" And I say, "I'm glad you asked. Here's a stack of 10 studies." And when you do that, most doctors crumble and they throw it away. "I don't have time to read that nonsense," but they leave me alone. And about 10% go, "Why didn't I ever hear of this? What else do you got?"
Very cool.
I'm a science geek, and I read the medical literature for fun. And God bless me that I met the most beautiful woman in the world to me, and she happened to love science geeks. And it's like, yay, thank you, God. I married her. But otherwise, I mean, I'll go through 100 studies in a day, you know, and scan through, and I'm very good at tearing it apart to see what the study actually shows. So let's go through some of the other kind of things. So for the arthritis pain, take the Curamin. Also using glucosamin and chondroitin. There's another product called N-Pain, which is willow bark, boswellia cherry. These kind of things. Combined with a vitamin powder, after about 6 weeks, most people find arthritis pain is way down. You also want to learn to stretch the joints. And if you try to stretch them, they hurt. So what do? Put heat on them, hot compress, heating pad for about 15 minutes, about 10 minutes into the heat. Then you can do a passive stretch of the joint just gently and reclaim the range of motion for those joints. So simple things, feed your joints, rebalance the inflammation system. Treating the food allergies can help in refractory cases and doing the stretching. This is all in the Cures A to Z. People can look that up. Neuropathy pain, nerve pain. Get those electric shocks going down, you know, from numbness and tingling and going through. Lipoic acid, 300 milligrams twice a day. Acetyl L-carnitine, 1 gram twice a day. The vitamin powder will have a number of things that can be very helpful for healing the nerves, the B12, some of the other B vitamins. Make sure you're not getting over 50 milligrams of vitamin B6 a day, because that can actually aggravate the nerve pain. Simple things can help the pain to get much better and to go away. Nerve pain, though, it takes longer to heal. You want to give it a good year to see if you can help that, and you want to give it time. And for the nerve pain, there are many, many medications also that can be very helpful. And they don't have to be the expensive ones. That a medication is expensive tells you nothing about how effective it is. All it does is tell you that it's expensive. And it also tells you that it's likely to be newer. And again, here's another little secret that medicine doesn't want you to know, but this is what the research shows. Only 2% of new medications are improvements over the old ones.
That's scary.
In 98% of cases, the old ones are more effective. And we know what they do because they've been around 20 years. We've learned the side effects. And they're off patent, so they're cheap.
Right.
But that third one, that they're cheap, is the killer. And that's why the doctors won't be taught about them by the esteemed professors who are on the payroll of the drug companies at these expensive conferences. You know, it's and in the journals and in the CME.
This must drive you crazy.
No, it's opportunity. These are not bad people. It's just a system that's so flawed that it's not going to change until it goes bankrupt. You figure the media won't talk about it because that's their advertising. The government won't change it because who do you think's paying? I mean, we require our people who serve us in government to take massive bribes to get elected. We demand that they take $4 billion in bribes to get $500,000 a year job. And then we wonder why they have to be corrupted. Well, we're getting what we're demanding. We require that. So we're living with it now. We have a government by the corporations, for the corporations. because we demand that our government officials take massive bribes to get elected. It's the only way they can. We have a system that's broken.
Yes, we certainly do.
This one won't be fixed. The healthcare system is too entrenched. I think the only solution is that it will go bankrupt. And then the government will, as I think as Winston Churchill says, that you can count on the government to do the right thing and the necessary thing when they have absolutely no other alternative available. And that's what will happen here. But
we can only hope.
It doesn't matter, Randy, because people have the information now. You're getting the information today that you need. If you have migraines,
that's true.
Easy to get rid of. If you have fibromyalgia, we've talked about our research, how to get pain-free with it. And I treat people from all over the world with fibromyalgia. Many will do phone consultations if they have their family doctor who's examined them. We treated my phone in person. And neuropathic pain, we talked about how to do that. And let's talk about chronic pain for a moment.
We only have about a minute.
Then let me just mention that for chronic pain, low-dose naltrexone, go to lowdosenaltrexone.org, low-cost and can be very helpful. And another topical comfrey is excellent for pain. Just rub it on, quick relief. We talked about some of the Curamin things, and they have ones for different kinds of pain, whether it's athletic pain, for sleep, for low back pain, for headaches, different things. So there's very, very much you can get pain-free.
Okay, and that site, Cures A to Z is a smartphone app, right, where you have all this information.
Yeah, people can just download that. Yep, look up each kind of pain, it'll tell you how to make it go away.
That's great. Oh, you're so wonderful. Thank you for all you do. That's fantastic.
Randy, if you can't tell, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. Oh, it sounds like you have a lot of fun with it. So, yeah, you should enjoy what you do. So thanks. I appreciate you coming back. This has been so beneficial. And I really, really believe that you will help a lot of people who are listening today who really are just between a rock and a hard place and aren't getting answers. So thank you so much for being my guest today. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. And most everybody can get pain-free or at least good solid pain control. You don't have to be in pain.
That's a great way to end the show with that message. All right. Well, thank you. Have a wonderful day. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.